Okay, so in the contemplating stage, the person is considering the possibility of change but remains ambivalent and uncertain about the change. And in this place, then our clients are going to be able to talk about the idea of changing something or a series of somethings. From the wellness perspective, of course, this is really no different to contemplation in the recovery perspective. The main and usual difference, though, is the setting in which this contemplation is taking place. And this is usually because, as we've talked about already, the context of urgency and seriousness, may not be the same. On a plus side, if you like, in the wellness context, of course, people are less likely to be chaotic, and going up and down and unstable. So they are much more likely to have certain system characteristics and assets and resources around them that can be considered to be useful to them in the pursuit of the change that they're looking for. In the same way that in the recovery perspective, we are not drawn into pushing people from contemplation stage into preparation stage, we really want to have our eye on this word ambivalence. In ambivalence is, of course, the weighing up of the emotional pros and cons and the consequences for the change. And of course, uncertainty is built into the change process because no change process can be given absolute certainty of outcomes for anyone in any circumstance. And so there is a certain amount of grounding that needs to take place around how they handle this ambivalence, if you like, looking into this ambivalence and allowing it to not be something that shouldn't be there, but is something that is integrated into the change process, i.e., your client is aware of it. And uncertainty about the change is important because there needs to be some clarification about the kind of what ifs that are relative to these changes or the change that's being made, so that they have some pre-thought through ways to pick themselves up again and, continue the change process. So the contemplation stage is contemplation really because of this uncertainty and ambivalence. And once that is integrated, then it is more likely that they will be able to select for themselves the idea of moving to the preparation stage.